Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, the wife of the fine, the sexy, the tall, the extravagant. I ain't gonna say his name because he's gonna introduce himself for 17 whole beautiful years, a.k.a. That chick angel. Ooh. And I am joined by my driver, my boyfriend, my husband. Tell them who you are.
I'm the other host of Business Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week. And we pretty much talk about anything we damn well feel like it. And we do it as a married couple, because that's what we're going to do. And sometimes we argue. That's why it's called This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Anyway, we do this every single week, even if we in the car as we are right now. We do this every single week with our immediate family. That immediate family is our Patreon. We do stuff extra with them. We do stuff. I tried to go live with them when I was in Paris, but Signal wouldn't let me do it. We do all kinds of extra stuff, all kinds of stuff that the normal gen pop don't see. All right, you can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month, be a part of that. And we also joined by two wonderful sponsors.
They are Lumi and BetterHelp. I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. Now we're going to jump to it. You know what that makes me think of? You know how we were having the issue and I had to turn on your enrollment? That's probably what it was. Okay, so we're going to start off with, we haven't been with the kids, but I have talked to the kids multiple times since we've been gone. I mean, I guess we could do In My Feelings, but I want to make sure we're not stepping on too much of our main topic. Ooh, this is a difficult one. Could you do a Tanksley Pride story?
And I always do a Tanksley Pride story.
Then let's do a Tanksley Pride story. Tell them what Tanksley Pride story is, baby.
Tanksley Pride is a story or update or whatever it may be about one of our four or all of our four boys. We call them the Tanksley Pride because it's our pride. We are proud of them and it's our pride. Our pack. Mm-hmm. It's Tanksley Pride. That's what it is.
So, my Tanksley Pride story, even though I've been away from my children for over two weeks. So, my four-year-old, who will soon be five, be texting me like he's 10 or 11. So, what happened one night is he sent me a picture of him and I. And I was like, oh, it was like during like Kwanzaa time. So I sent him two more pictures of him and I from other situations. And my let me just read you some of the text messages I get from Amar Tanksley, because it's hilarious to me. And then we also then spam each other. So I put, aw, when he sent me the picture, and he put aw back, aw, right? And then I sent him the two pictures. I see, I love all legislators. I was like, I love all legislators. And I put a question mark on it. And he put, come on, mom. That's what he texted me. Then he says, oh, so then I call him. And he's talking to me, and he's like, mommy, Trenton told everybody at my new school that we're cousins. And Trenton is Melissa's grandson, my sister Melissa's grandson. And I said, you all are cousins. And he was like, oh, he's like, are you going to be picking me up? I was like, absolutely. He said, I want you to have Granny bring Brooklyn to my house. So Brooklyn is his cousin that's right above him in age. She's six. And that's Marcus's sister, Sonia's younger daughter. And I said, okay, because they have been playing like crazy. Anyways, we get off the phone after talking. He sends me a text message, good night, mommy. And I said, good night, baby. And so he'll send me things like, I love you so much. Or he'll send me a picture of him. And then I send him emojis. And this is a text he sent me. It don't make any sense because the dictation didn't understand him. He said, Granny said I can stay away from Lemon, but right now I'm going to watch Crystalline Gamers, now Game Gamers. I will see you like the morning. I am like, why does he think he's supposed to be having this whole conversation with me? And he really does. He sent me all these hearts. It's insane because it doesn't seem right because he's so little, but he's all about it. He'll call me. He's called me a couple of times on the trip just to see how I was doing. So it's sweet that he's gotten old enough that he knows how to communicate with me, but it's also kind of like, what are you doing? What is going on? Why do you think you're so grown? He hates the school that he was at, but then would cry when he would have to leave. He would mainly cry because he didn't like leaving his cousin Trenton at the school.
Yeah. I mean, he did the same thing in daycare. Hated going, hated leaving.
But he wouldn't cry leaving. I mean, he wouldn't be like upset leaving. Yeah. He'd be like, all right. It was building something, but I guess if I gotta go. So I can't imagine what type of child I'm about to come back to, because I feel like they usually break my child, specifically here in Kentucky.
Yeah.
But
because they give him everything they want.
He
gets his way.
Specifically him, and he's probably gonna have a really hard time leaving his granny. He's gonna have a really hard time leaving Trenton, and luckily their cousin Micah's coming back. And he's gonna have a hard time leaving Brooklyn. So, I can't wait to see him, because he has been asking, are you coming to pick me up? I'm like, yes, sir, I'm coming to get you. So I'm just glad that he misses his mommy enough to call me. So that's my Tanksley pride story about my little 4-year-old.
Second. Mine is about, I just like, this is about just in general. I love the fact that my sons are getting to spend this much time with my mom. Because this ain't the norm. As y'all know, my mom lives in Kentucky. So they don't get to spend as much time with her. And she absolutely loves it. Marcus, everybody's enjoying it but Marcus. He ain't, because he's away from his computer. So he can't just sit on his computer and talk to and play games with his friends all. He can talk to them, but he can't play games with them all day.
I think if he had somebody here his age, he wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, that's why I was glad that, I don't know the whole dynamic of it, but my cousin, my first cousin, he has all boys and two girls, one older girl that's much older than the boys, and then one younger girl, I think. And then, but he has like three boys the same age as our sons. Like, I think one is Marcus's age. One is definitely Marcus's age. I think he's got one the twins' age, or maybe a little bit older or younger. Yeah, I don't think he got none. He might have one Mars age. But anyway, they all were together, and I know they disappeared in my aunt and uncle's house. My sister told me that they were ran off in the back of the house playing something, so that's great. But yeah, he ain't really got nobody his age that they've been around since they've been around mom. They do still got their god sisters, if that's what you call them. But anyway, mm-hmm. I love the fact that they are getting to spend this time with her and getting to spend that time, this much time in Kentucky. Like, they love coming to Kentucky. They haven't experienced it the way they usually do, because usually there's a lot of times there's an event that goes on that puts them out in the territory that I used to roam in, whether it be out in New Zion or even the type of atmosphere. Like, they would spend time with my brother and my sister-in-law out where they live, just doing random country shit. But they love it. Marcus don't know it, but I'm gonna take him driving. I'm gonna go to one of the fields that my family owns, and I'm on a
not in this, correct, in your mama's truck.
Yeah, mama's truck.
Okay.
No, this thing ain't even got four-wheel drive, just in case we need it. One of the random massive fields, ain't nothing out there to hit. You can't run over nothing but grass. Because he's getting close, he's already well past the age of, I feel, of getting some type of familiarity behind a wheel. I was not nervous by the time I started, like, learning to drive at the age of 16, because I've been doing it for so long, just randomly when my uncles or my dad would let me move a vehicle or something. But yeah, so I'm just glad that they get to do this out here.
The twins definitely are having a blast. The twins and Amar. Little Marcus, he just got finished with summer school. He took geometry, and that he basically had to do a whole year's worth of geometry in 6 weeks. So that was stressful. And then also, you know, all of his friends are back west, and there isn't someone he's bonded with strong enough here that, like, he would look forward to seeing. Like, my godsons that live in Louisville, they do not have the same interest as my son at all. They're very, very different. So it wouldn't have, you know, it's just he don't have that person here. But anyway, anywho, anyhow, we have so much to cover since we've been gone. Thank y'all so much for coming back. So we're going to do, for our main topic, instead of doing another segment, we're going to do a recap of a lot of the things that we've done. Mind you, the last time you saw us was when we came back from Essence Fest.
Yeah.
It was right before my birthday, or right after my birthday. Before we brought the kids out to Kentucky. So it's been a minute since we've seen you all. And since then, we've been to New York.
I was going to say, we've been traveling since then.
We've been to Kentucky. We've been to New York. We had been to Kentucky before Essence, excuse me. We had been to, what's that other place? Paris and the DR.
Yeah, but they haven't gotten an update.
What?
About New York or anything?
I didn't say they had.
Okay, you saying we went there, but I'm saying they haven't.
No, I was saying Kentucky. We've talked to them since we've been to Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
That was what my brain was trying to figure out, because we went before Essence. So let's kick it off with New York. It's officially vacation season. Y'all know that's all we've been talking about here on this episode. And personally, I have been so super excited about all the trips we're taking, especially the one to Paris. Oh my God. With my amazing husband. But you know who's not invited to come along on this vacation? Body odor. Because no matter where I go, I always bring Lumi whole body deodorant. It keeps me smelling fresh all day, everywhere, from underarms to under boobs to my feet. In fact, it's clinically proven to control odor for a whopping 72 hours. So I could fly all the way to Singapore and smell fresh for landing. I promise you, this is what saved me while we traveled to all these places, because all these places was hot. Paris was hot, Dominican was hot, New York was hot, and your girl was not, honey, because she was not hot smelling crazy. She smelled good. And then I mentioned that they make the perfect mini deals for your travel bag. All right, so special offers for new customers. Get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code ARGUE at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. I absolutely love Lumi. It's easy to use, and the fact that I can use it all over my body is such a plus. You will love it. They have a whole body deodorant. It was created by OBGYN. It blocks odor all day and controls odor for up to 72 hours. Plus, there's some sweat control, you understand? And it's like a pre-odorant, which I love. So, let me see here. It's baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced, and they have some amazing scents. Again, Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick, cream tube, deodorant, and two free products of your choice and free shipping. As a special offer to listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine that 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off the starter pack. Use code ARGUE. For 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
At LumiDeodorant.com. Thank you, Lumi. So, Mark, this is Marcus's second time in New York.
Yeah.
First time was our tour last year. I've been to New York several times. We were in New York specifically for a job that I booked. And we were able to squeeze it in right before the Dominican. But Marcus, has your feelings about New York changed at all, better or worse?
They're definitely not better. I say that it's the exact same. Mm-hmm. It just, this time, it just further solidified it. especially at my big 4-2 age, I don't want to be in crowded spaces. I don't want to be in chaos and crowded and just loud, bunched up for no goddamn reason. I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. It annoys me. And it would maybe be a little more bearable had you be able to escape it. Mm-hmm. But from my experience of going to New York, you get a hotel room. Your room is the size of this damn vehicle. And it has a closet, a shower, a bathroom, a bed, and a refrigerator in this size space. I hate it.
And a desk.
So you go from this, we almost had to put the luggage on the bed just to maneuver around the room. Like, that's how small the room was. And so you in this crowded, bunched up space, and then you step out into chaos. And people, I ain't been to like upstate New York and all of that stuff. And I done experienced all of New York that I've heard people talk about. A lot of people from New York, they tell me, you ain't been to New York until you went here and seen one of the big rats. Why is that a bragging point? Till you seen a rat the size of a Cocker Spaniel. Why are you proud of that? Huh? I don't get it. I'm a country boy. If y'all can see, y'all see back air behind me, y'all, that's what I'm used to.
Back air behind me.
Y'all see that greenery and all that? I'm used to space. Like, I know people. I got friends. I know people that love that busyness. We have friends that live out in LA and they love living right there off Sunset. If you ain't never been to off Sunset, it's busier than anything you've ever seen in New York. It's crowded. And they love not being able to step out on their sidewalk because of so many people walking by. That just ain't me. It is not me.
Well, this is what I will say in New York's defense. Marcus has only been and had to stay in the busier areas of New York City. Like when people are like, oh, go to Brooklyn or go to the Bronx or go to the Queens. Our business, what we are there to do, is not in those areas.
No, we traveled to Brooklyn. We went through Queens. We went to Brooklyn because we went to the Jay-Z Museum.
Yeah, but there was remember there was a part where we got off on the wrong spot and it was so calm and quiet.
And it seemed out of place. Because you step out and it was just like, where's all the bullshit at? Like, where's it at? But yeah,
What'd you think of your first Broadway musical?
It was good. It was cool. It was what I expected, though.
Let me tell
you. Just real quick. I have certain things I do, like type of plays that I, you know, y'all know I'm not into musical and plays, but there are certain things that I do want to see. Like without quit, like The Wiz, Lion King, what's some other ones?
Well, you want to see Wicked.
Hamilton. There's things I do want to see, but that's not something I'm just going, let's go to the, that ain't going to be me.
So me and my manager, we went to go see Hadestown because I was determined. I realized I don't like musicals based on popular music like that. So everybody was like, see Hell's Kitchen. That's Alicia Keys' musical. And it's her music. I don't really be going to listen to Alicia Keys' music for real like that in regular life. So I don't really want to pay like $200 to see it on stage in a musical form for real. It took me a while to realize that I don't enjoy doing that. And once I did, I was like, okay, now I know how to save my money. The first one I ever saw like that was ABBA. It was called Mamma Mia. But it was the music of ABBA. The reason why that didn't bother me is I didn't know ABBA's music like that. So it just sounded like kind of weirdish sounding musical songs, because musicals usually have a certain sound to it and ABBA's music doesn't. But he enjoyed it. This is what was funny. I'm going to try to tell y'all without the spoilers. We are watching Wicked, and what Wicked does storyline wise is so great. It is the precursor of The Wizard of Oz, while also being happening during the time of The Wizard of Oz. So you start before the Wicked Witch of the West has become the Wicked Witch of the West, before Galinda has become the Good Witch.
The prequels of the whole Wizard of Oz.
So you begin to see them do a nod to the Wizard of Oz in different ways. And when I tell you, seeing my husband make these discoveries,
I was like, oh shit, that's the thing. Damn.
I had to tell him one that he had missed.
Yeah, it was one that I missed.
He had missed. And
it wasn't a big enough thing, though. It was just like,
but it was supposed to be like subtle. It was supposed to be a thing of like, wait, what? And what did you say? It had me. It was something with F. What did you say?
The word that I used?
Yeah, it was like a phrase when I said, you know, da 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 da. And you said, oh, it was so funny. Oh, shoot. Sorry, y'all. My areola is trying to come out. It was just a little edge of brown. Don't you shake your head at me.
Why did they, whatever they doing right now, why did they decide to do it right now?
I don't know. Listen, the people who also, again, apologies to my areola, but the people who've been with me since the pandemic, they saw a whole titty back on Facebook when I was out there washing dishes and talking. I wish I can remember what you said. But anyways, I absolutely love experiencing that with him, hoping to take the boys to see The Lion King before the end of the year. But yeah, the work, luckily what was cool about New York is that it was like quick.
Yeah.
The flight there was great. The hotel room was definitely too small. Makeup artist got there. She knocked out my makeup and then work. One of the things I love doing, if y'all don't know me by now, is impressing people with my capabilities. I don't mind being the underdog in people's eyes because I know I will make them a believer. And so these people, wasn't that I was like an underdog. They hired me because they thought I could do the job, but they didn't realize how well I could do the job.
Yeah.
And they had allotted all this time. And I was like,
yeah, I told them like right before you started, I was like, y'all know we're not gonna need all of this time.
Yeah,
I like, y'all have no idea. It was like the second person, it was like, she's got so much energy. I said, yeah, y'all, this is easy. This is nothing. That's what I tried to tell them.
Cake walk. Knock that thing out. They were so happy. And, you know, I got to feel, I've said this before. Let me put my hair over there so I don't have to worry about it. I said this before, is that I have to keep reminding myself that I am the expert. In the arena that I am working in now, in a lot of ways, I am the expert. Obviously, there are people who are more have more expertise in certain areas of this, but like when it comes to hosting, especially when it comes to hosting podcasts, I'm an expert. When it comes to comedy, like different forms of comedy, I am an expert. Like, I can, if somebody's like, oh, I'm trying to punch something up, I can find where the funny part of the like joke thing is or whatever. So like just walking in that, that felt good in New York of just being like, mm-hmm. And now we can do this. And then you want to pick it up right here. Let's pick it up here so we can get it clean. It's great. So we then fly from New York to the Dominican Republic to start our yearly vacation to celebrate our anniversary. And this year was Marcus's year to plan, and he accommodated the fact that my little...
Yeah, I'll tell that part.
No, I'm just, I'm going to set you up.
All right.
He accommodated the fact that my little cousin was getting married in the Dominican close to our anniversary date. So tell them about the process of you picking, and then we can begin to tell them about the place.
So I was looking for a place to go, because as y'all know, we usually, because the timing works out, the distance works out, it's not too far. We usually go somewhere in the Caribbean for our anniversary, and it's just nice. Them islands are so beautiful. So it's a nice place to vacation. So I was already looking for something in the Caribbean, then I found out, or even before then, found out
my cousin was
Angel's cousin was getting married. Girl,
Angel's cousin was, you said it. You repeated yourself twice.
Was getting married in the Dominican Republic. So my original plan was we'll do our anniversary somewhere, and then we'll hop over to the wedding. And then when I was doing all that, I was trying to find out, you know, how easy it is to island hop or whatever. Because we, as y'all know, some of y'all may know, we went to, did our honeymoon in the Dominican Republic. So I'm like, we've been there, don't really need to repeat it, but if we need to, we can. So as I was trying to coordinate things out with the travel agent, she said, it's actually not bad island hopping. Shouldn't be that bad at all. But then as I was talking to Angel, I was like, you know, would you want to go to the Dominican? Or do you want to, you know, of course she didn't give me nothing. She was like, you know, it's whatever. So ended up going, just doing the Dominican, just a different resort, trying to do an upgraded version of what we did before. There is no upgraded version in the Dominican.
Don't say that. We haven't experienced it.
We haven't experienced it. I hear a lot of people say, you know, get the Airbnb and get a private chef. Then I've heard people say, all the food's the same, no matter if it's a chef or not. But here's the thing, this is what I realized this last trip in the Dominican. Well, let me tell you about the anniversary. The room was nice, I will say that. First we ended up having to shift our room. So we started off in one room. We had to shift our trip a day. So we got there a day earlier and we were leaving a day earlier. They wouldn't let us just shift it. So they claim, oh, it's not available, even though it was. So we paid extra to get a different room for one day. And then we went to the room that I was excited for because I saw it on Google Maps and I saw it on the map. I'm like, oh, I want that room. That room's going to be nice. Because my vision of the room, or at least what it looked like, it had its own private pool facing the ocean. I'm like, absolutely. So that was the thing that sold me on the room. I'll pay a little extra for this, definitely. So we get there, the first room was nice, it was okay. It had its own little private jacuzzi. hot tub. Angel spent some time in. I got in for a brief moment.
If y'all watched our, it's still up. The Instagram live on my, it's in my Instagram, on my Instagram page. Somebody was acting up.
And then the next day we went over to our,
the actual room
that we, that I paid for. So this room came with the VIP check-in. It came with the butler set, our own personal butlers that we had.
It seems like you're getting louder.
Oh, it had all the extra stuff, basically the top tier stuff that you can get at this resort. So I'm like, cool. I'm really excited about this. Like, we ain't never had no butler ever anywhere. So yeah, let's do that. So we get in this room. The room, the layout is, it's a bigger room, but the layout is not as nice as the room before.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels smaller because it's in sections versus being one big room. That's pretty much it. The room was, I mean, it was cool. We had, like I said, we had the swimming pool. We spent some time at the swimming pool. A lot of time at the swimming pool. I'm definitely darker. Angel wanted to go over with Gin Pop and be in the pissy, drunken adult pool with those people. Food was nice. It wasn't bad. The food wasn't bad. It's just the thing that irritates me about, and I haven't experienced this at any other resort, any other island that we've been to, only the Dominican, is when you go there, you don't get Dominican food. You can get Japanese food, you can get Chinese food, Italian, Mexican. And that's what I asked the lady when I was checking in the VIP section. She named all these restaurants and I said, where's your Dominican food? Don't you think people want to come to the Dominican to experience that kind of food, being that it's in the Caribbean? She's that like, only makes sense. Oh, yeah, sorry.
She's like, that's not what they want. Well, no, at the buffet, there's Dominican food. That's what you got at that buffet.
Yeah, that was at the buffet.
And you didn't want that stuff?
They got better options, damn it. They definitely got some better options. Like, where's your seafood? You're surrounded by water. You got more seafood than what y'all displaying.
I don't know if that is, like, really their jam.
It should be. That's what they got. It's right there.
But I'm saying, I don't think that is. I don't think that's their jam.
Anyway, so food was, like I said, it wasn't horrible, but that ain't the reason I would ever go back there, if I would ever go back there. So you just want me to talk about that part?
No, I mean, I plan on talking about the experience as well.
We'll talk about the experience then.
So, Live Aqua is where we went, and it's an adult resort.
Yeah, that part.
And the rooms, like he said, the rooms were nice. These are probably the nicest rooms we've stayed in as far as in, like, just the quality of the room, craftsmanship.
Yeah.
They had some really nice things. Like, we didn't use it. We could have had a scent in our room.
Yeah.
We also could have chosen pillows. But we did none of that.
Yeah. Just real quick, that's what I was about to say. Talk on the craftsmanship and the quality. There's no quality control when they build in these resorts. So just real quick, the light switches, for one, was pissing us off. So if you have a hallway or a room in your house and you can go on one side, turn the lights on, and then on a separate switch, turn the lights off, that's called a three-way switch. If you have two switches. If you have three switches, it's called a four-way switch. That means you got a light switch over here that controls the light switch over here, three different switches that control one light or area of lights. That's called a four-way. So that in these suites and in this rooms that we were in, I guess they have like a master switch by the bed on one side that will turn everything off. And then you got to hit that again, I'm assuming, to turn everything on. The way they didn't set these upright is there was no way for us to know, which is how it lets me know that it's hooked up wrong, when one switch would turn something on and one switch would turn something off. Sometimes we would hit them things and nothing would happen. Click, 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 click. So every day, every night, we over here clicking, trying to get shit to finally turn on. And sometimes it would take, I'm not even going to exaggerate, it would take like a minute and a half of us clicking these damn buttons just to try to get the damn lights to turn on. One night I was like, oh, we must have blew a fuse because nothing's working. And eventually the lights came on, one random click. And that's just one of the many things of that's wrong with these rooms. Go ahead.
So the room was built nice. I will say the service the entire time we were in the Dominican was piss poor. And I don't mean cell phone service.
Nah.
I mean service. This is the thing about me in a vacation. I don't know how much we spent, but for the most part, when we travel, we're paying to like kind of be taken care of, to be pampered. Like that's where we've kind of gotten to, is a place of, I really want to make this as easy as possible.
Yeah.
And
pay for pampering.
So that was just not their forte. We had two butlers and they were worth nothing. One tried to make up for it the half of the last day we were there. And that part sucks. But the thing that I wish that we would have taken more advantage of, but because my husband didn't really want to be around folk, is that they had a lot of like activities on site. So every night they had something, every middle of the day they had something. And I want to say we participated in 1.5 things. So like Michael Jackson, they had a Michael Jackson review. We got there the last 3 minutes because we got to Hibachi late. And then one day I did water aerobics in the pool on a bike. I did that.
I told you about the foam party they was having.
Right.
You could have went over there.
I want to be with you as well. See, Marcus doesn't want, because he doesn't want to do any of that stuff, then I'm doing it by myself. And I'm not on vacation by myself.
Angel wants to experience something like the Michael Jackson thing. She wants to experience just so she can enjoy how bad it is.
It ain't that she's great. It'll be great.
You knew it wasn't gonna be great.
I don't know. I'm here for it.
See these magic shows and the stuff that these people's doing at this thing.
I'm here for it.
Angel wants, she can watch something that's really bad and enjoy how bad it is.
Yeah. My thing is, if we're going to be secluded, then we need to go to a secluded place.
That's what I thought we were doing.
No, we were in a
kids only. I mean, no kids. Our own room with a private pool.
Antigua was secluded. They had not nary an activity.
All right, I'm gonna seclude the shit out your ass next time I'm playing.
That, when we're secluded, we're you see what happens. You saw what happened in Antigua.
Helicoptered in.
You saw what happened
in Antigua. And ain't nobody gonna show up till it's time to leave.
And then I know my expectation. But when there are activities right there for me and stuff to do, I'm like, we're here. We spent the money. This is a part of what they, you know, baked into the cost.
Anyway, these butlers are trash. When you hear butler, you get your own personal butler. Not one, but two. And they overlap their shift. One's there from like, what was it, like 9 to 5, and the other was there from like 2 to 10 or something like that. And I'm like, oh, cool, we gonna get the, okay. When I tell you, the only thing these fools did was they would send us a little thing in the morning, how was your night? Here's today's activities.
And one day he forgot to send it.
That's it. Like, Angel, go on, tell him about your nail fixing experience.
Okay, so as y'all see, if you're watching, I'm taking my nails off. I had these long nails for my birthday, which I knew were going to be difficult to keep. No, you got it. Which I knew would be difficult to keep on. One broke because I was putting on like this little girdle thing and it snapped it. So the woman up front was able to, and I want to get through this because we got other parts to talk about. Able to find me a nail salon that could give me an acrylic nail. I go, perfect. Next day, same thing happens. I snap my thumbnail. I call our butler. I think this is the place I went to. They don't speak English because you call them to see if they're open. He tells me I can't call them. I will lose my job. I said, I know you a damn lie. You have someone here that is a guest here that needs a service done. And I just need you to find out if they're open so I don't go there and they're closed. So I end up having to talk to the nail salon people over WhatsApp so that we could understand each other. But he was like, I don't even know how she was able to do that. Y'all don't offer this service here.
You act like he lived there and he ain't allowed to leave. You leave here. You know where stuff is.
It was so agitating. Use your personal phone and find out if them people is open. Yeah.
But yeah, she found that spot for Angel. Angel went over and got her nail fixed. I went to a random cigar spot, met a whole bunch of dudes from, I don't know where these dudes was from. It was a good time. But I'm talking about, I think they was all from Florida or something like that. D.C. maybe, I don't know. But anyway.
The food was all right. The drinks were terrible.
Drinks,
y'all, it's hard to describe how bad they were.
I would order, because if I'm in the islands, I always say, you know what, when in Rome. So I drunk, I was like, I'm going to be on rum the whole time instead of my usual whiskey.
You drank rum.
No, I said I drunk, then I switched up what I was going to say. I said I was going to switch it up to rum instead of whiskey. When I tell y'all I will order a triple, because I drank my stuff just straight, neat, no ice. A triple shot of rum, dark rum. When I tell you it tastes like unsweet tea, that's how watered down it was. I got to the point I would get full from just, I was like, Angel didn't even have a buzz the whole time she was there.
Listen, other than when we flew on Delta to the DR and for me drinking on the flight, I had no buzz the entire time.
Once I switched up to whiskey, I had my own bottle. I poured that bottle up and man, I was nice and loaded. Fell asleep on the bed, legs wide open, naked.
He was. He was balls out.
Mouth open. Anyway, so that out of 10, where would you put that resort, Live Aqua?
1 out of 10 as far as in
overall score.
It would get a 5.
I'd put it at a 3.5.
No, don't. No. Because we got to tell them about Royalton.
I got. That's why. That's the only reason it's getting a 5 out of me, because we experienced worse.
So from there, what we ended up doing was we both traveled with 3 pieces of luggage each. My sister Daisy was already in town for the wedding.
From California when we first left. We have 3 pieces of luggage with us.
Because we've been gone from California. We still have not been back to California.
We left July 4th.
No, we came back
after. July 8th. And we've been gone ever since.
So we dropped.
All right, y'all. Traffic is gone.
We dropped our luggage off where my sister was. That was hell. They didn't want to let us in through the gate. I was like, dear God, we're just dropping off
they
luggage.
They act like we was pulled up in front of Fort Knox with no reservation.
It was so dumb. So we dropped that off. We get on Air Caribe.
Yes.
First of all, the international wing of the Dominican's airport, the Punta Cana airport, is the most random.
It's Flintstone.
They first of all have a little kind of Ferris wheel in there for the kids. And then they have all these play
areas. It ain't no little. That thing was No, that little spot. Yes. Horrible. Yeah.
It was.
I just said, look. I think she's trying to point out a bad BBL. I was like, what? She said, look. And then I was like, oh, that little circle thing that somebody going down. Yeah, I see.
speaking of BBLs, we saw some of the worst work I have ever seen. And I'm not commenting on the women's bodies. I'm saying the doctors,
the craftsmanship,
bad jobs.
The craftsmanship in the DR. Whether it's construction or surgery.
I know some people who got work done in the DR and their stuff looks good. I was like, why did you let this person do this to your body? And it was I forgot that's where a lot of people go to get their jobs done for cheap. They either go to Miami or the DR.
That one lady you pointed out, I feel bad. That, like,
her stomach had so much scar tissue, it was so deformed. And then her butt, it just had all types of things going on that did not reflect what a human body usually looks like, is the way I put it. So again, not trying to talk about her body as in like, ooh, she looked bad. I'm saying the person who did the work did not do a good job. Anyways, airport, hot as hell. They don't even tell you when to line up to get on the flight.
Nah.
They don't tell you why it's late. They don't say shit.
People, suddenly jumped up to get in line, and I was like, Angel, ain't nobody said nothing. They just started moving around, and all of a sudden, everybody just jumped up and got in
line. They changed gates and didn't tell us.
Didn't say nothing.
They were like, y'all figure this out. We got on that. That plane was the biggest plane me or Marcus have ever been on.
Yeah, it was huge.
Marcus said, that's a first class behind the first class?
Yeah.
I did a video on Instagram, but that plane was smaller than the plane that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We had pods, so, you know, we were able to lay down.
I think we were the only English-speaking people, like, first language English on that plane.
I didn't realize how disorienting and uncomfortable it is to not understand what anybody's saying around you.
Oh, I do. I've experienced that my whole career.
It was... No, it's different. Because with Spanish, I can... Even if I don't understand the full context of what you're saying, I can pick out. If you say E, I know you meant and. If you said...
Yeah, no, but you understand more Spanish than I do.
Yes, I do. But I'm saying, even if I have no idea what you said in a sentence, I know two is you. You know, like those little things. With French, it might as well be just random sounds. Listen, somebody said one word, babble. I really should have done French babble. Because
yeah, your boy's French was coming back ever so just a little bit.
I was surprised
that I figured it out.
Tell them the
I was
phrase,
proud
baby.
Of myself. Je ne parle pas français. It means
I don't speak French.
I don't speak French.
But we on the flight, they fed us two meals. That's how long we were on the flight.
Yeah.
Almost 9 hours. I had white wine and it burned a hole into my chest. I had the worst heartburn the entire time we were in Paris. It didn't go away until we got to the DR. Go ahead, what were you about to say?
I was gonna tell them about, now we in Paris. Paris, of course, is our first time there. Paris is what I thought New York would be.
Yes.
It's busy, it's crowded, but it's a lot cleaner.
It's a lot cleaner. It doesn't have that weird smell that New York has.
New York has this the smell of its trash and its exhaust from the subways, like all that oil and grease and metal down below being exhausted up.
And then it then with a twinge of like piss or some sort of like bodily fluid. It's that. You smell the garbage in New York, but also the garbage is outside, so.
Yeah, it's outside in Paris too. Paris is dirty, don't get me wrong.
Paris doesn't have that scent. This is what I'll give you, New York, is that while Paris didn't have the stinky New York scent, New York doesn't have as many people just smoking.
Everybody smokes.
Everybody was smoking
in Paris. The kids, the dogs, the damn birds. There's just plumes of smoke every 3 feet. Everybody's just puffing cigarettes like they have lost their goddamn.
And what's crazy is that they'll just, like, I'm having a conversation with Marcus. I just light up, continue the conversation without even the thought or consideration.
Because it's weird that you're not smoking.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
But like to not even be like, is this okay? It's just like, if you're outside, you should be okay with being smoked at.
Yeah.
That was the one thing about Paris that I just was like, yuck. Everything else I loved.
It's dope. It's it literally is like part of the culture. I don't know when or why cigarettes hit that city so hard, but they did. And I was telling Angel, I said, how is this? I said, they must not be reporting their cancer rates accurately because everybody over here should be dead. But then Angel brought up a good point. It's because they don't have all the horrible crap in their food that we have, and it offsets it.
But I will say their food is, the food we had at the, rewind. Our hotel was amazing. For people who wanted to know where we stayed at the Renaissance Hotel, Republic Hotel Renaissance.
Yeah.
In the Republic. The Republic is a touristy area.
Yeah.
That's where we stayed. The room was huge.
Yeah.
And we had, they specifically got me a room where I had a beautiful view of all of Paris, which I greatly appreciated.
Yeah, that I was expecting, because I know New York is influenced by Europe. So I was already expecting to be in a really small room. And we walked up in a room, I said, now hold on.
But apparently we did get lucky, because I have many friends that have been to Paris, and they were like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Brescia was like, oh, apparently I stayed in a brothel, because your room is so much nicer than mine.
There's a few people that said that. It's like, hold up, why y'all find a room that big in Paris? So, we did get lucky there.
We will be going back to that same place.
Yeah, absolutely. go ahead.
Look at how they merged. I'm sorry, these people just
driving.
Did he
forget his exit or something?
I don't know, but they need to get their life together. Anyway. We don't see these out West Coast, these little truck way stops.
Nah.
There were so many closets in that damn room.
It was more closet space than the whole room of New York. And they had more closet square footage than the rooms actually had in New York. There was hidden closets like that looked like a wall. And it was like, what is this line right here? You pull it, and then all of a sudden there's more closet space, which was great.
Then also, the time difference we couldn't get right.
Oh, yeah, it was...
We could get right. We were exhausted at random times and then awake at even more random times.
First night I woke up at 2:00, 2 a.m.
I woke up at 2:30.
And we stayed up. Then went, we watched TV.
Yeah, we
and
just.
And then went out.
Like, we finished Entourage. Yeah. We were just like, well, okay. And I was so mad because I had to work the entire, so Paris was also another job for me. Praise God for the provisions. It was a, I don't think I could tell y'all who it's for. I don't know what I could tell y'all, but this is what I will say. I had to do man on the street. Man on the street is when you interview random, regular civilians about something. You usually see man on the street stuff done for late night shows.
Yeah.
Thing about man on the street is that you got to know how to, like, bounce off of people.
Yeah, engaging.
And you got to be engaging, and you got to keep your energy up. So, man on the street, while this is something that I'm good at, I did it for 2 seasons of a show. It is also mentally exhausting. And it was, and I was out in the direct sun.
Yeah.
So, it was a lot. And then also, most of these people didn't speak English, so it's actually harder to bounce off of folk because I don't know what the heck they're saying. I'm like, what'd she say? So we're thinking it was going to be like a half day of work.
Oh,
based off of what they said they needed. They're literally making...
It should have been a half day of work.
3 1-minute clips. And I did nine hours
of interviewing.
So, well, actually, we take an hour away because we did do lunch. But
And lunch was probably an hour and 2 hours.
So, it was... I was sticky, sweaty, and exhausted after that. And you know, the food at the hotel was great, but the food overall in Cali, from what we got to have, was mid as hell.
Extremely, all the food we had was extremely mid, except for the hotel food was some of the best breakfast I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, it was phenomenal. And I was asking Angel, I said, do you think it's because the food that we've had in Paris has been mid, and the Dominican food was trash.
Yeah.
And that's why this seems so good. But then...
What? Okay, I'm getting confused.
That food was just good.
It was.
It was like... And you could tell it didn't have all the fillers and all the bull crap that we got over here in the States. Like, it was like that food you could eat and not be... feel all stuffed.
Yeah.
Like, I was overeating like I always do. And I was, by the time I got done eating, I was like, that was good. Yeah. Okay. And I was talking to one of the guys that's with the company production that Angel company. Producted, not the production company, the guy that...
Oh, the people that hired
Yeah,
people.
That hired Angel. And he's been to Paris multiple times. And he said every time he goes, he loses weight. He said because the food doesn't have all the crap. He said you eat and just a couple hours later, you're hungry again. Because, you know, it goes through your body the way it should because it ain't got all the, you know, all the artificial crap and chemicals that be killing you. He said, every time I come, I'll lose weight. He said, and I don't eat any different. But it is hard to find really good food. He did say that.
Yeah, the food just don't be hitting like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So we, oh, one thing I wanted to say is how, like me and Angel, we was there, why they call the most romantic city in the world. Because it's like, it's set up to observe, like in front of all the restaurants, like they all the chairs face out to the street. Just so you can sit down, smoke a cigarette and view. The first day we got there, we went walking around. We walked around for probably what, an hour, almost 2 hours?
Yeah.
We didn't see a single plate of food. When that's all we passed was restaurants.
All we passed saw, was cafes.
We passed cafes, restaurants, and we saw glasses of wine and ashtrays.
Marcus was like, I don't want to eat there. Ain't nobody eating there. I said, because I was getting hungry. I said, I don't care what anyone else is doing.
I wanted to see the food first. But yeah, don't nobody eat. That's why everybody over is so small and skinny. They don't eat. They just smoke.
But yeah, it was like the women were riding bikes and dresses.
I thought that was just a movie thing.
Yeah,
a lot of, a lot. I ain't going to say most or all, but a lot of the women got on these big flowy dresses and they're riding bikes.
Yeah.
No gears.
You go around these people. The clothes are very airy. The traffic was very terrible. They are definitely getting ready for the Olympics.
Yeah.
The architecture is very, it's beautiful. Very yeah. different.
Old.
Hearing the ambulances, hearing the police cars sound like the movies that we watch, the Jason Bournes, the Taken, yeah. all that is insane to me.
I told Angel, I see why it's entertaining, or I see why they like to base movies in Europe, in Paris, because it's so busy. It's so much crap happening
yeah.
in the background, and at the same time, nothing is happening.
Correct.
People are just sitting around, smoking, riding bikes, talking, like it's in the middle of the day. And at this point, granted, the area we were in was a touristy area, but you could tell a lot of these people live there, and they just out on the sidewalk for no damn reason. Just, ain't you got work to do?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I felt like I heard more police sirens than what I'd hear in New York.
Oh, yeah. No, it was police and ambulance, both of those.
Yeah,
and I'm like, where are y'all going? They drive Ford Focuses and little two-door hatchbacks. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
And I don't understand why these foreign countries have such crazy rules when it comes to driving. Like, you can do whatever.
There is no rules.
Yeah, you can do whatever.
It stuck my foot in my mouth so quick because we left the Dominican. And if you've ever been there, you can see they kind of drive like they want to end their life. And then we get to Paris and we leave in the airport and I was like, oh, finally, vehicular rules, traffic laws being obeyed.
Jeez.
And that lasted all of 10 seconds. Cause as soon as we left that airport area, it went to shit. The only difference is there wasn't random cattle and fields off on the sides like it is in Dominican.
Yeah.
I said, damn, these people drive like they lunatics.
Looney Tunes. So we leave there, absolutely had a great time, leave, catch our flight, same Air Caribe to get back to the DR.
I had never wanted to go back to an island so, like, opposite of that. What am I trying to say? I dreaded going back. I said, I got to go back to the goddamn DR.
I love the flight, though.
The flight was dope.
Oh, that no, airline. But our first class mates were loud.
Oh, my God. Them people.
I wanted to be a Karen so bad, but I don't know French to be a good Karen.
Them people were so damn loud and obnoxious and annoying.
It was like a family of 10 and then me and Marcus. So this family of 10 traveling to the DR in first class and me and Marcus. And me and Marcus are delirious because, again, we haven't had enough sleep because our clocks are off. So we get on the plane, we ready to go to sleep. Like, there's like, we would have almost opted not to eat. But the flight is so long,
Yeah.
That you're going to have to eat or you're going to be so upset. So we were awake to eat, but then we're like, all right, we're going back to sleep.
Yeah, I had to put my noise cancellation headphones on because I was like, I will snap. Like, I'm going to make it awkward for everybody up here. They ain't going to understand. They may not speak English, but they're going to understand every word that I said because they were that loud.
And then the stewardess asked at the end, were they too loud? I said, yes. At times they were.
She was like, oh?
She said, really? I said, yeah. I'm like, why you ask? You knew they were loud, damn it. Anyways, back to the DR. Oh, so frustrating. For some reason, our transfer to the new hotel, the Royalton Punta Cana, was not set up properly. So we get, like, literally the way we've situated, the only way this was going to work is that I had to have a straight through flight from Paris to the DR, and this airline was the only one that offered it, and it was going to have us land at 3:20, which it did. My cousin's wedding started at 5. So what did I do? I made sure we only took carry-ons to Paris. That's why we dropped off our bags to my sister Daisy.
Hold on, who just got here and don't understand why we went back to the DR?
That's all right. They're going to find out right now.
Come on, late asking questions.
So we go back for my little cousin's wedding. So I'm like, we're only going to take carry-ons so that when we get there, we go straight to our transfer, and we got a private transfer, which I thought was supposed to mean we are on there by ourselves. Uh-huh. We just go. When I tell you these people are like, it doesn't show that you paid. Well, I know I didn't pay the travel agent. Like, what's going on? To the point, we've wasted so much time. It's now 4:30.
Yep.
Again, we landed at 3:20. It's now 4:30. I say, I'm calling the travel agent. I am hot as fish grease. I said, I'm calling my sister. I was like, yo, if I miss this wedding, I'm cussing that travel agent out as soon as I get there, because this is the only reason why we came back. I could have stayed in Paris for a couple more days.
Could you imagine?
I don't know, because I don't know how much it would cost.
You right. We would have been like, let's go on back to
the... Or, you know, if we didn't stay in Paris, we could have went to Italy. We could have went to, you know, Spain. We could have stayed over...
like that one couple.
Oh, my God. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Oh, my goodness. When I tell you, when I look at other people's houses being clean, looking nice, when the closets are all organized, when they're cooking meals at reasonable times, like cooking dinner at 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. instead of like me, it can sometimes make me go, Angel, why is your life not together? But you know what? Comparison is the thief of joy. And it's easy to envy other people's lives. It might look like they have it all together on their Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. And therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living. Y'all know I am a huge advocate for therapy. Me and my therapist have really worked at me creating the life that I want to have while also realizing I can lean into my strengths and I don't have to focus on the things that I feel make other people special. I can focus on things that make me special. So if you're thinking about giving therapy or starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's so convenient because it's completely online. It's designed to be convenient. And you can do it whenever you need to. It's flexible, working into your schedule. Do it wherever you need to as well. Just do a brief questionnaire and they will match you with a licensed therapist. And you can switch at any time at no additional cost. If you don't really feel like this therapist is giving you the services that you really, really desire, they've got other therapists. So that's fantastic. Stop comparing and start focusing with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
This one couple I interviewed, I didn't say this on camera. I was like, oh, how long are y'all here? Because they're from Australia. And they were like, we've been here for 2 months, but we're vacationing for a total of 3 months. I was like, 3 months? What do y'all do? And he was telling me he's some engineer. And she said, I work with the homeless. And I wanted to be like, you are the homeless.
Hold up. But that ain't the kicker. They vacationing for 3 months. he had a backpack. They both had two backpacks apiece.
That's what they call backpacking through Europe. That's what it. White people do.
That's how they had. It's now, crazy. The backpacks was big, but 3 months?
Yeah, nah.
I'm like, man, I got lotion, I got beer butter, I got sunscreen,
we
I got cologne.
We had 6 bags total, okay?
For 24 days.
So we, I just go around the corner and, you know, they be, the taxi people in the DR be like, it's the world's time. He's like,
$40.
I was like, let's go. We pull up out of the airport, we drive down the block, the man was like, I gotta get gas. I was like, you are lying.
And he knew he messed up. He was like, I'm so sorry, I have to get gas.
Too bad. Because I didn't do my makeup on the plane. I've changed my dress on the plane. Like, I've done everything in order to not be late for my cousin's wedding. Luckily, the wedding started late.
Hold up. So this is the same resort that we had a hard time getting in. We could not get in. They gave us hell. They gave the driver hell trying to get in just to drop our luggage off to Angel's sister before we left for the DR.
For
Paris. We get there this time.
I say, I'm checking in. They said, all right, go ahead.
They just open the gate and let us in.
They don't check to see if I'm telling the truth.
No consistency. So that's the beginning of this resort. So, enter the Royalton.
So Marcus is changing. I am, it's so funny. Melissa was like, okay, Anthony's going to help you in the Diamond Club. So just ask for Anthony. He's going to check you in real quick. She didn't realize there's an Anthony that's outside.
Yeah.
Where we got dropped off. So I'm talking to him. I was like, Anthony, you gonna help check me in? And he was like,
he's looking at it like,
leave your bags. Like, yeah. He's like, what, you know, you leave your bag, we take it to your room. And I'm like, so you're not gonna help us check
in? I said,
in?
Yeah, that's Anthony right there.
So we do this fast check-in while Marcus is changing. And I should have known something was gonna go wrong. We get there. I hug my aunt. My aunt doesn't even realize it's me. And then she was like, oh, my God. She was like, you made it. I was like, we are here. We sit down. She officiates the wedding. My aunt is also a minister. Almost all of my aunts are a minister except for one. And so she officiates it. My cousin see me. It took my cousin a second to realize. He was like, oh, y'all here. So,
yeah, because he saw me and he didn't know who I was.
Yes, they were just like, what is going on?
He's like, hey, man, thank you for coming. I was like, yeah. He'll get it to me. Once he see Angel, he'll get it.
Right. He'll be like, oh, that is my cousin's husband. And this is, just for context, this cousin that got married, she's also my soror. I used to spend my summers with them. So my Aunt Mary, or as I used to affectionately call her, Aunt Hester, but she don't want to go by that no more. That's her middle name.
Oh, she changed it?
She's not, like, when I used to introduce her as my Aunt Hester, like, she would correct and be like, I'm Miss Mary. But we called her Aunt Hester. That's her middle name, and that's what we call her.
That's fine.
So, I spent my summers with them. So I grew up with them. The girl cousin that got married, her older brother, me and him are 3 months apart. His name is Andrew. My name is Angel. We grew up close. Anyways, as adults, though, we rarely ever see each other. Like, I had never met his kids. He's only met my eldest son. Anyway, anywho, anyhow, we do that. Then me and Marcus go up to the room. We change. Marcus is already lit somehow. I don't know how, but he's lit.
Do you want to know how?
How?
I went to that bar, and I saw that bottle of Bullet Bourbon was not open, and that's what I asked for. So I knew it wasn't watered down yet.
Yes.
So. And I took 3 shots. I don't know how much they gave me right before the wedding. And then right after, I got some more. And I was toasty.
So we changed because we sweat so bad during the wedding. A lot of people changed. Changed for the cocktail hour.
First of all, didn't nobody change down as much as I did.
Marcus looked like he was going to the gym.
I didn't have no other clothes. I had one.
I packed
one outfit nice enough for the wedding, and then the other stuff I'd already worn. I'm like, I ain't about to put on no dirty clothes. So I put on a dry fit shirt and some shorts.
The reception, you know, dancing, eating, same old reception stuff. My aunt sat me at the table with my cousin, so I was able to catch up with him and his wife, and then their younger brother. Yeah, it's all the same night. The younger brother, Alex, who I did not grow up with because he's so much younger So he came along, longer spending summers with them, but catching up with him, holding the little baby in the Instagram pictures, the little baby girl that me and Marcus were holding. That's my cousin Alex's daughter, Margo. Anyways, that resort did my cousin wrong on so many things.
Man.
Concerning her wedding.
So many.
We also had a butler at this resort, and the butler that they said we had never heard from them.
And
then the butler who said that she was our butler, she really wasn't trying to be like helpful like that. Like she wasn't, it was just, I don't know if it was just too many of us. I have no idea. Or if there was just a lot of other miscommunication.
The thing that I've noticed about these two resorts, Live Aqua and the Royalton, is there's no communication amongst the staff concerning the patrons at all.
Yeah.
Like they'll tell you something. This is one example about Live Aqua. They told us we had a romantic dinner on our anniversary. I set it up. They said, we'll have a cart come pick you up and take you to the spot. I had no idea where we were eating. They, 20 minutes late, we calls like, hey, or we hit up the butler, where's the cart? I'll send someone your way right now. You told me at 8 o'clock somebody was gonna be here to take us to the spot, because Andrew's like, where's it at? I'm like, I don't know, they didn't tell me. They finally come pick us up, take us in a massive U-shape to the other side of the beach. I'm like, we could have just walked over here.
Yeah, it would have been a 5-minute loop.
Is that?
Yeah.
3 minutes. We could see where we could see our room where we ate. So that's the type of communication that lacked at that place, and it was even worse at the Royalty.
Make sure we go to the airport.
Yeah, I know.
I am. Okay. I'm trying to hurry up and close this up. So the room at the Royalton was trash. Construction. You could tell they built them in a rush.
Yeah.
Like the room was like clean, but the construction of it
construction,
was
yeah.
terrible. Their AC worked now.
Yeah, that AC was pumping. At both places, that AC was pumping.
What was great is that we got to spend time with family. Their drinks were better, still not strong, but better. Compared to Live Aqua, the chasers they use were disgusting. So you're getting a weak drink that also does not taste great.
You don't get juice in the Dominican.
Well, no. At Royalton, they had real juice.
Did they?
I was able to tell the difference.
That mimosa, that was champagne and artificial Sunny D.
Well, no, I can believe that with that part, yes. But if you could have... You didn't really get to taste any of the drinks at the Live Aqua, like with that had chasers with it. It was the It was like also made with like fake sugar as well.
Yeah.
So to wrap it up, trying to get back to the United States. Prior to us leaving the DR, there was the update that happened with a bunch of the airlines and all of their planes were grounded. Well, they're still untangling that mess, and we were trapped in it. So we made it to Atlanta, which I knew we would. They were like, your flight will take off at midnight to get to Lexington, Kentucky. They let us get on that plane. They let us get strapped in for the pilot to come on to the thing and say, I would love to take y'all to Lexington, but I don't have a co-pilot. So we had to get off the plane. Oh, I need to cancel my flight. Make sure I would cancel that damn flight so I don't lose my money. Oh, I can do it while I'm right here. We quite literally had a plane. I had to get a room for us. And we slept in that room for all of 2 hours. And then we waited 2 hours at the airport to come to Louisville.
Not Lexington,
because I also booked our flight, because if Delta rebooked us, they were going to put us on, originally they were going to put us on a flight where there was a layover. I was like, you're not going to do this
Atlanta,
again to me.
I was so ready. I already told Angel when we were in the DR, I said, I would rather reserve a rental car in Atlanta and just drive from Atlanta just in case our flight is canceled.
All of the rental car places were sold out except for Dollar.
Yes.
And the reason why Dollar wasn't sold out is because Dollar will make you wait until a car shows up.
And I was ready to wait. I told her.
But they're like, I don't think he understands. When I say wait, it could be hours upon hours.
I was reading up on that, but I told Angel this morning on the way, I said, if there is the slightest hiccup of us canceling or delayed flight for hours, I'm going to rent a vehicle and I'm going to drive to Lexington.
I feel like we would still be sitting in that Dollar
and
line.
I would be fine. I'd be perfectly fine with that.
No, let me talk about right
now.
If
this flight was canceled, we would still be sitting in that airport.
Yeah, potentially. Canceled.
Yeah, so the DR, the latter end of the trip was already exhausting because we've done so much traveling. We were already tired. Everywhere we showed up to, we were tired. The only rest we got, of course, was the first half of the DR. The rest of it was extremely tiring.
It was very tiring.
So they got construction going on at all these resorts. Her cousin's wedding, they were promised that one area of the place would be done and they would be able to have their wedding and reception, or just the reception there. It wasn't done after they done promised this to them.
I don't know how we got back to the DR. We were talking about the flight.
I'm just saying, just in general. Well, we done talking about the flights, ain't we? You said we got it from, we were supposed to originally land in Lexington, fly in Lexington. We didn't. We got a new flight. It landed in Louisville. That's why we're driving.
And this is where we are right now.
Yeah. Then I was just giving a recap.
Somebody said we were on The Amazing Race and we're still together. That's what we want.
We wouldn't survive The Amazing Race.
We would.
We wouldn't.
I've wanted for us to do The Amazing Race for so long. I actually have friends that went on there and won.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
We would. Is this going to cause an argument? Yes, the entire time. But that is also why the show would love us. Because
mm-hmm. Reality shows love marriages too that's falling apart.
But that's not, I'm not saying that's why they want us to fall apart or that we would. It's just the fact that we would not hide. It's not like they're going to try to poke us to make us argue. It's just what's going to happen. But also what they would love about us is the way Marcus would probably talk about the other teams.
To their face.
I know. It would make my damn day. That would be great. Maybe one day, guys. So last but not least, and then I'm going to record something else. Anyways, how did your body do for the most part?
My body did good. The mornings got easier. I don't know if it's because I'm not sleeping as long, so my body don't get as stiff. But the mornings in the past, before even the first half of this trip, and even before we started traveling, getting up in the morning, dealing with the sciatic, whatever, all that is pressing would get really stiff. So mornings were the worst part, like excruciating. I still don't hop out of bed like I was, but it's definitely gotten a whole lot easier than what it was.
That's good.
Yeah, in mornings is like, just take the leg off. God dang.
Okay, real quick. We are at year 17. What area do you feel like we've changed or grew in?
Communication.
I agree. We communicate better. It's not that we're perfect at it, but we can really get to the other side of a difficult conversation, which I don't think we were always able to do that. What do you feel like is was one of our greatest moments this year? When we went from 16 to 17.
Greatest moments. You answered.
I would say Angel Lakita Moore and Marcus Tanksley Day.
Oh, in that aspect. Absolutely.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Us getting a day? He ain't using no blinker.
I feel like that and our nomination with this podcast.
I didn't know that's what you meant.
One is job. Well, both kind of can be job related, but I just feel like those were great moments that not a lot of people can say they've shared as a married couple. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, those were definitely the two absolute biggest, the NAACP Image Award nomination for me. And then, where I'm at right now, Lexington, Kentucky, my hometown, giving me a goddamn holiday. That's crazy. I don't know if that fully set in yet. I'm like, well, I think maybe next year on May 9th, I'll be like, God dang, this is my day. That's great. Those definitely were big moments, the biggest. I'm sure there were other big, big moments, but those were two, like, wow.
In our marriage.
Yeah, in our marriage.
Together. And what's one area that you would like for us to grow in?
Communication.
From 17 to 18.
Communication.
Communication. I would say fun. I want to grow into more fun. And that is one thing that I feel like I noticed the most about this trip. Even though you didn't want to do shit with me that involved other people, I felt like you had more fun with me than what you've had in previous trips.
I don't agree there. No. One thing is I didn't want to, it's a lot that I would normally do that I didn't do.
Because of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know that. So what I mean by fun with me is not fun with me doing stuff. You were having fun with me. Like, you laughed at things that I did versus being annoyed by them. You know.
I feel like I always do that, but okay.
No, you allowed me to be goofy. And you allow my goofy to soften you versus it like wearing your spirit down and annoying you. And that was nice. For me, I can tell you right now, for me, that was great. So I got to be my goofy self. There were so many dumb things I was doing. And Marcus would be like, Angel, no. And I'd be like, yeah, I got to though. And he would just sit there and laugh at me. And I loved it. So, just more ways for us to have fun. I like when I can make him laugh. That pretty ass smile brightens my day. Why you get all quiet?
I'm letting you talk.
Okay, well, we've been talking together. If we do a vow renewal for our 20th, which we have 3 years to go, it would not be like the Fredericks's as far as in like, bringing a lot of people together to celebrate. I personally would want to do something really intimate with just us and the boys. And then maybe have a party to celebrate.
Yeah, we had a big ass wedding and reception. The reception is definitely something people, especially shortly after, was begging us to repeat. Like, y'all need to do this again.
So, yeah. All right, you guys. Is there anything you want to add before I close this out?
Mm-mm.
Thank y'all for sitting here and listening to us go on and on and on about our Tanksley's Trident adventure. I feel so blessed that we were able to see so much of the world. I feel so blessed that I was able to do this with my husband. It's just more memories that we're creating with each other, more laughter. And the fact that, you know, in some of those aspects, we were able to, you know, make money. So grateful for you all. We will be back on our regularly scheduled programming next week. And is there anything else? I think that's it. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Lumi and BetterHelp. use our promo codes. And until next time, you guys, y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.